This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. When the messenger undermines the message. When the governor speaks someone else's lines. What happened? Tamil Nadu's Governor R.V. Arulkar delivered his first address to the State Assembly, laying out the TVK government's agenda under Chief Minister Vijay. The speech pledged to fight for fairer financial distribution from the central government, including taking the matter to the Supreme Court. The content closely mirrored the long-standing positions of Dravidian political parties on centre-state relations. The communication angle. There is a specific kind of speech that fails before the speaker opens their mouth. Arulkar's address to the Tamil Nadu Assembly is that speech. The problem is not the words. The problem is the voice delivering them. In India, the governor's address to state assembly is technically the government's speech, written by the ruling party and delivered by a constitutional appointee. Arulkar read out TVK's positions on fiscal federalism, essentially arguing the state's case against the central government, a government appointed by the same party that appointed him. The audience knew this. Everyone in that room understood the arrangement. That structural irony does not disappear just because protocol demands you ignore it. This is where credibility fractures. When your audience can see the distance between who you are and what you are saying, every sentence you deliver widens that gap. Arulkar is not a neutral voice. He represents the centre. Reading lines that position the centre as an adversary creates immediate cognitive dissonance for the listener. The message gets lost inside the messenger problem. The TVK government made a sharp tactical choice here. By sticking to the Dravidian playbook on centre-state relations, they used the governor's ceremonial address to legitimise their political positioning. It was smart political communication. They got an opponent's mouthpiece to repeat their argument on the record. But for Arulkar personally, this was a communication trap. He delivered content that undermined his own institutional identity, and there was no graceful exit available to him. The lesson for anyone in a professional context is to write when you are asked to communicate a message that conflicts with your known position or role. The damage is not in the message itself. The damage is in being the one to say it. Your credibility is the container. If the container does not match the contents, people stop trusting the container entirely. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on messenger credibility gives your framework for assessing whether you're the right person to deliver a specific message and what to do when the answer is no, but you have no choice. Because sometimes you cannot refuse the podium. What you can control is how much of yourself you bring to it. The takeaway. Before you agree to deliver someone else's message, especially in a formal or public setting, ask yourself one question. Does my audience already know where I stand? If the answer is yes, and the message contradicts that, do not just read it. Find the two sentences within it that you can genuinely own, and anchor your delivery there. Give your audience something authentic to hold on to, even inside a scripted moment. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.